Once the ore was brought to the surface, it was subjected to different mechanical processes to extract the true economic value hidden inside, separating the useful mineral, known as ore, from the slag, known as gangue. In the first decades of mining activity in La Union, the palanquin sieve was used for this purpose, such as the one shown at the beginning of this showcase, and the rumbos. Later, gravimetric washers were used, which were in turn replaced by differential flotation washers. Look at the two models in front of this display case. They represent two dioramas of two different laundries, one gravimetric and the other with differential flotation. Are you able to appreciate the differences between the two systems? We'll leave you a few seconds to try. If we continue our tour of the showcases, we come across another decisive process, the smelting of the ore, with the aim of creating a pure, raw product ready to be treated. Crucibles and molds, such as those on display, were used in this process. The Sierra Minera became the most important lead smelting center in Spain. The main purpose of the foundries and factories in La Union was always to transform the ore into ingots or into tools and machinery that were used in the mines themselves. Lead ingots came in many shapes and sizes, depending on the needs of the customer. The phrase heavier than lead makes sense with these ingots, the one with the Polska stamp weighs more than 60 kilos. The display case concludes with one of the most important milestones in the history of La Union, and one that has lasted the longest, La Maquinista de Levante, originally the Santa Marina foundry, built by Bernardo Perez Santa Marina, and finally bought in 1894 by Miguel Zapata Cis, nicknamed Uncle Wolf. This workshop of machinery, fixtures and fittings was indispensable in mining, metallurgy and other industries. La Maquinista de Levante patented several brands of industrial machinery and became a point of reference throughout the country, providing work for numerous families in the area. A selection of pieces illustrating their work are on display. On the one hand, we find the stamps, both wooden molds and finished metal molds, which were placed on the machines and tools manufactured. This is the manufacturer's mark, what today would be called branding. Next to them you can find, both on the table and at the back of the display case, numerous wooden molds of all kinds that were used to make pieces of machinery or architectural elements. Also on display are tools used in the day-to-day work of the Maquinista de Levante. The different sizes of some of them, such as drills or spanners, are striking, giving us an idea of the size of the machines that were manufactured there. On the top of this table there is a board with numbered badges. These were given to the workers when they removed tools from the storeroom. The last step was quality control. These objects, which were colloquially called pass or fail, were used to measure whether the parts met the size requirements for which they had been designed.